The next patient is Christopher Gibbs. The last name is G-I-B-B-S. Christopher is the first name. Clinical case of a 51-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4 with nephrotic range proteinuria, period. The patient has a lengthy history of type 2 diabetes for more than 10 years. And recently, on November the 28th, the hemoglobin A1C was 12.6 compared to 10% that was during the last visit in August 30th of 2022, period. It has been extremely difficult to control this blood sugar. We are going to make the effort in referring him to the endocrinologist in order to get a better blood sugar control. Period. Regarding the kidney, the patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 2100. And the patient has a proteinuria that is more than 3 grams in 24 hours. The serum creatinine was up. The serum creatinine went up to 3.47 and the estimated GFR is 20. The blood urea nitrogen is 45. The fasting blood sugar is 195. Period. At this point, we are going to stop the use of the lisinopril. The patient was not able to get the Kerendia, was not approved by the insurance. And at this point, we cannot even consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor because of the low BUN. Low creatinine, the low estimated GFR, period. The patient is 5 pounds heavier than the last time, 289 pounds. The recommendations are the fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, the low sodium diet, and the plant-based diet, and control the portions. Number two, arterial hypertension that is way out of control. We are going to stop the use of hydrochlorothiazide. We are going to stop the administration of lisinopril, and we are going to insist in giving the labetalol that was prescribed the last time. This time is going to be prescribed 200 milligrams POQ 8 hours, period. For reasons that I don't know, the patient doesn't follow the recommendations. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the weight out of control. The diet was revisited. More information was given. Explanation regarding the disease process was given again. Following number, hyperlipidemia with hypertriglyceridemia, managed with the administration of rosuvastatin. Period, the hypertriglyceridemia remains due to the fact that the patient has the blood sugar out of control. Following number, hyperuricemia, 9 milligrams per cent. The patient will be started on allopurinol, 300 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient is under evaluation for the thyroid profile. Prognosis is not the best, and we were clear with the patient letting him know that without blood sugar control, without blood pressure control, the possibility of dialysis is very close.